Welcome to the Forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Joining me today is Erica Harold, who is one of the candidates for Illinois Attorney General. Erica, thank you for joining me today. First off, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Who is Erica Harold, for those who may be listening and may not be familiar with you?
Well, thank you so much for having me and giving me this opportunity. I'm a downstater. I was born and raised in Champaign, Urbana, and I graduated from the University of Illinois. I then put myself through Harvard Law School with the scholarship money that I won by being crowned Miss America 2003. I'm currently an attorney in Urbana, and my area of emphasis is complex commercial litigation, constitutional law, and litigation involving large trusts in a state. And I decided to run for the office of Attorney General because I want to take on public corruption and don't believe that the current attorney general has been as proactive as she should be in doing so. And I wanted to be an attorney general that enforced the law and put the people's interests above political interests.
So you mentioned corruption. Are there other issues that maybe you would like to see the office or you focus on whenever you take over the office of attorney general?
There are several other key issues that the attorney general's office needs to focus on. One is the opioid epidemic that has been ravaging our state and so many communities. I would want to work collaboratively with the state's attorneys throughout the state to make sure that Illinois has a more proactive approach to prevent this crisis and to help individuals who are suffering from this issue be able to seek treatment. Additionally, we need reforms to make Illinois a place where businesses want to do business. Right now, regardless of political party, I think everyone can agree that there are too many businesses that are leaving Illinois, and we don't see the type of job creation that some of our other states see. And in order to turn around some of the fiscal problems that Illinois is having, we have to start creating jobs. Businesses need to be expanding. That's the only way that we can get out of the fiscal mess in which we find ourselves.
What do you think some of the things maybe you can help with as Attorney General, maybe to help attract more people to the state of Illinois? Because as you mentioned, it's no secret there are people flocking from Illinois. I mean, they're leaving
right
in vast numbers.
So we are topping the list of states where people are leaving,
right?
And that's never the place that you want to be. One specific area that businesses throughout the state raise with me is workers' compensation reform, and that's a very concrete way that we can start to address some of the issues that affect businesses in our state. And while the Attorney General doesn't have the power to pass laws, the Attorney General is supposed to set forth legislation or model legislation that would improve the state's legal climate and encourage the General Assembly to take action on that. And I would absolutely do that as Illinois' next Attorney General.
Erica Harold joining me here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. You mentioned that you're from the Champaign-Urbana area. You were down here fairly recently because you ran in the primary for representative for the 13th Congressional District. Have you had the opportunity to spend a lot of time or any time in this area specifically? I'm talking like Montgomery, Macoupin, Madison counties in Illinois.
I did an event fairly recently, I believe, in the Carlinville area,
mm-hmm.
And I will be speaking at 37 different Lincoln Day dinners, which are Republican Party's big
sure
annual events, within the next 2 months. And so I'm going to be hitting every part of the state multiple times. And I'm really excited not only to have the ability to share my ideas, but more importantly to hear what are the greatest concerns for people within each area. I know many times people in central and southern Illinois feel like their voices are forgotten and their industries aren't given as much attention. And as somebody who is from downstate Illinois, it's very important to me that every region of our state feels as if they have a voice within that office. And so I'm very much looking forward to coming back to be able to hear what are the unique concerns for people within each area and to make sure that I can be the most effective advocate as possible.
Sure. The journey really is just beginning for you right now.
It is like running a marathon, but at sprint pace.
Right. You have experience, obviously, with this, with running for the 13th Congressional District. What has it been like for you now running for your second? I assume this is your second office. I don't know that you've run for any other office, have you?
No, I have not. I have not run for any other office outside of that congressional seat. And one of the things that was very nice was that Congressman Rodney Davis was, I believe, the first elected official to endorse my campaign. And it's always nice after a primary to see that you can have a positive relationship with someone who has been sort of your opponent in a race, to show that at the conclusion of that race that you are still on the same side, you're still advocating for the same types of issues, and you still want the best for the community and the district. So I was really honored that he decided to endorse my campaign. Probably the biggest difference between the campaigns is just the scope. Illinois is an incredibly large state, and it's an incredibly diverse state. And so making sure that I'm traveling to as many communities as possible is sometimes a challenge, especially in the winter when your best laid travel plans can be ruined by snowfall. So I had to make sure I had good snow tires on my vehicle before winter occurred.
Again, that is Erica Harold, who is running for the Illinois Attorney General's office. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time, but until then, so long.